Come One, Come All, Podcast Weekly. I'm Jesse. I wear many hats, and this is my strange adventure for the week. Behind me, for both of you that watch the the Twitch feed or the YouTube thing, this is Adidas 101. It's his basketball court right next to Taipei 101, at one point one of the tallest buildings in the world. I mean, it's a big hit for the New York countdown. Taipei 101 is. Maybe I'll do Taipei 101 next week, but you already saw it if you watch my Instagram. But anyhow, this is Adidas 101. It's a basketball court, and it says Adidas 101 right by it. So there it is. That's what that is. This past week, I went up to Taipei. Now I'm supposed to talk about this in the Taiwan special, right? But this is my non-issues podcast. My crazy, well, people that are moving and doing and making things work. You know, I've had this crazy wild idea that Taiwanese culture, the Chinese culture, which I'm going to be getting to in the Taiwan special this week. But the Chinese culture is so rich with problems that all you need to do is just have any American running a company doing the same thing Taiwanese companies do, and they'd steal all the Taiwanese employees. And it would fix the culture because people would have to get Western values of workplace respect in order to stay competitive. The problem is nobody's thought of it yet, apparently, except me. And, I don't know. Well, why is it you always have the good ideas and you're not able to do them? Sometimes I think that God wants people who have good ideas. He doesn't want people to do good things because the world doesn't deserve it. Or, I don't know. But again, this is not the perfect world. This is the perfect world to prepare us for the perfect world, right? Okay. Or it's the perfect world to prepare us to create the perfect world because God is a God of means and he works through people. Well, I was in Taipei this week and I went to AIT's headquarters. I'm talking all kinds of stuff about Taiwan and Taipei and all this, all these goodies. If you see, this podcast gets about maybe 90 out of 120 people. And, you know, the Taiwan special is the sick to the issues crowd. But, you know, there are these gold nuggets in the non-issues discussions. There's a value in real life. I was sitting at the bus station, ready to go home, because I was going to go down to a city about an hour south, and Royu was down there skating at this awesome skate park that's under a freeway overpass. Nobody goes there. It's got awesome ramps. I was going to just go down there just to find the place because I'm one of those. Like one time I went to Hong Kong, my buddy was in Macau. And so I spent like all this money it was like a 4-hour round trip to just go find my friend in Macau and see him for an hour. And we took a picture and I went back just to go say hi and meet up in some random weird place across the globe. You know, I do that. It's fun. It's kudos. And it's travel, it's experience. I mean, you want to travel and see places. So I'll do that. Well, I wasn't going to work. And so I was sitting at the bus station wondering what to do. Should I go home early? Well, no, I don't give up and go home early. I used to do that a lot and it never works out. You always miss stuff. And I didn't want to do it. So I'm at the bus station. I'm at Starbucks at the bus station. And the bus station is a shopping mall. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know if you know how cities work, but I'm there at Starbucks and I called my buddy from the Czech Republic because we haven't talked in a while. And you know, he told me something interesting. He said, people will smile and nod and lie and not care and not act. And people will tell you that people will smile and nod, but not care and not act. And it's what they do that matters. And he said, the people who tell you that people smile and nod and don't care are the ones you can't trust. When you're talking to people, this is a point. And this guy deals with international sales, with large accounts. I don't want to say the brands he's involved with, but it's some pretty impressive stuff. I mean, what famous sports brands do you know that use special high-tech plastic and carbon fiber and, you know, all kinds of weird molding and stuff. Yeah, he might be breaking and brokering the deals for those things. So, like shin guards played by athletes in soccer teams and in the Olympics and whatnot, like he might have sold, you know, the large account that sponsored those. Like, yeah. So he deals with these guys in all kinds of different countries. He's fluent in like 3 or 4 different languages. It's this brilliant, brilliant Czech guy. And of course he's Russian. I mean, or he's got that Cyrillic Russian culture, which rubs my American culture the wrong way. And we enjoy watching it happen from both sides. It's just, it's interesting how the Cyrillic culture and the English speaking culture, they tend to have a friendly clash. But he that was his point. He said, the guy who sits there and lectures you and tells you those people there, you know, you got to be careful. You got to wise up. People will sit there and smile at you, but they don't really care. So you got to pay attention and change something. The people that lecture you about that, they're actually the ones that are the biggest liars of all. Because it's not that they're trying to inform you of something. They're trying to shape you and change what you do with the threat of a lie as their form of blackmail. That was very interesting. He said, so stay in touch with the real friends. Even if you don't see anything in it, stay in touch with the friends who boost you as an individual. Somehow or another, they're useful. They're not wasting time. They're not pulling you down. They're not getting you involved in stuff that you shouldn't be, whatever. There's friends that drag us down in what way or another. And then there's friends that make us into better people. And stay in touch with the ones that lift rather than lean. And so we had a great chat and got off the phone with him and called my buddy in Taipei from the Sunflower Movement I haven't seen in 2 years. Every time I'm in Taipei, he's working. My bus leaves at 4:30 and he works until 5:30. That's always how it was. Well, I randomly called him. He actually picked up the phone. He actually was available. He's made so much money selling insurance that he just sits at home and works on his computer all the time. And so he just came and picked me up. And lo and behold, he's got the same type of apartment that I've got. he's got a media cage, and he's doing his music, and he's doing his creative work, and he's got his studio, and he's got soundproofing on the walls. A lot of, maybe even some of the same products that I bought to dress up my walls. So that was a really, really fascinating trip to Taipei. And going through that, the conversations and stuff on the side, that's where I do half of the learning. See, I went up to America's embassy, and it's supposed to be an institute, not it's like a de facto embassy, because the U.S. doesn't have formal relations with Taiwan. We'll see how long before we actually formalize relations with Taiwan. It's coming. I mean, if we can move our embassy to Jerusalem for Israel, imagine what we're going to be doing with Taiwan really soon. Just wait and see. But this is the soon-to-be embassy, my opinion. This thing's a compound. It's a fortress. They moved in 2 months ago. It's got a contingency of Marines. I don't know how many, like U.S. Marines guarding the thing. I didn't see any of them, but they're there. Built into a hill. It's got shutters. It's got, I mean, it's one reinforced concrete cage stacked on top of another. I mean, this thing is a fortress. And I don't think America built that thing if they were planning on moving out anytime soon. But I went up and I told the State Department about my visa thing. I'm trying to apply for residence in Taiwan. And I told them about it. And I told them about how I've been moving and shaking and making a positive difference behind the scenes in Taiwan. And, you know, the guy that I talked to, I think it was a little bit self-absorbed, but I just think that's because he's young. He's absolutely brilliant, though. Understood what I was saying incredibly fast. Knew the issues. Good courses of action. Amazing. I mean, he'd been working all day, exhausted, dealing with people that don't do their work, very polite, speaking in Mandarin and English rather fluently. Mandarin, his Mandarin is better than his English, but really perfect legal English, amazing. And he understood. And then he basically recited the State Department's policy. But you know, the thing is this, as I'm moving and shaking in politics in Taiwan, the State Department knows. They know. And if they wanted to get more involved and do stuff for me so I don't have to go do it myself, they could have. They had the chance. And that was what my week was. This week, Taiwan Special is going to be exciting. See you then.